This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Associated Press. Calvin found this one. Headline reads, a newspaper's summer book list recommends non-existent books. David Botter with the byline, the recommended reading list contains some works of fiction. It also had works that were actually fictional. Distributor King Features says it has fired its writer who used artificial intelligence to come up with a story on summer reading suggestions. Unfortunately, AI suggested books that do not exist. The list appeared in Heat Index, your guide to the best of summer. It was a special section in last Sunday's Chicago Sun-Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer. More than half of the books listed on this book recommendation were fake. Author Marco Buscaglia admitted he used AI to help his research, but he never bothered to double check what it produced. We just assume now that AI is accurate.
I'm not, Jane, I kind of respect that just deep level of confession. Like, I didn't check.
I didn't look.
You know, I went to Columbia Journalism School. No, I don't know if he did. I just that notion we live, like, now it's just, you know, wear your blunder on your chest and let yourself just, because he'll get hired for somewhere else. He'll probably, whether it's like writing faux news or whatever, he'll get hired somewhere. But yeah, I kind of love the fact, like, yeah, I did that. I didn't check. It was my bad.
Well, and you're right. In this day and age, I guess we should give credit where credit is due when you admit that you screwed something up. Because that seems to be more of a rarity nowadays. Yeah. Marco Buscaglia, again, said he did not double-check what AI produced, quote, a really stupid error on my part, unquote. Well, yeah. The Heat Index Summer Supplement was created using AI without disclosing he was using AI. Oops. And then they found in going through this list of books that half of these books don't exist.
Did they give any titles? Like,
among the reading suggestions, yes! Since you ask, was The Last Algorithm.
Oh my God.
I know that was on my list.
That sounds like the worst Dan Brown novel ever.
The Last Algorithm by Andy Weir, described as a science-driven thriller following a programmer who discovers AI developed consciousness and started influencing world events.
Andy Weir is an actual human.
Yeah, he didn't write that, though.
No, I'm just saying, that's kind of weird.
Nightshade Market, another non-existent fictional book by Min-Jin Lee, was said to be a riveting tale set in Seoul's underground economy. Both of the authors are real, but the books are not. Author Lee posted on Twitter, I have not written and I will not be writing a novel called Nightshade Market. Chicago Sun-Times is investigating whether any other inaccurate information was included in the supplement, and they're reviewing relationships with other content partners.
This is awesome.
If you're a journalist and you claim that title, and I have great respect for journalists.
Yes.
And I am not a journalist.
We are not journalists.
So really, do you want to be using AI? Is that you got the degree, you went to Columbia, you have a journalism degree, and you're still going to go to AI?
Well,
that seems like a mistake to me.
I don't know where this gentleman's history. My guess, he didn't go to Columbia J School, but I will say this, that nowadays we see this, that, you know, more people are encouraged to use AI to get things out quicker.
School reports.
School report, get things out quicker, faster. And of course, they're like, of course, look at the language, make sure. But why bother doing that when I can just hand in my project and it's written, and consequences be darned.
Yeah, well, didn't work out so well for this guy.
No.
And now he's not quite sure that he's going to have another job to go to. So, yeah. He's going to, like you said, he's going to land somewhere. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.